Unit 53, the Water Woman. Does the name Mary Ludwig or Mary Hayes mean anything to you? Probably not. Almost nobody knows her by these names. But the name of Molly Pitcher should ring a mental bell. Mary or Molly was born in New Jersey. She moved to Pennsylvania to work as a servant. There she married a young barber named John Hayes. In 1775, the Revolutionary War started, and John enlisted. He spent the bitter winter of 1777 to 78 at Valley Forge. Like Molly, many wives joined their husbands there. They cooked, washed, and kept the camp clean. Summer came. The army moved. It met the British at the Monmouth, New Jersey. Records show that this day was the hottest in a century. The heat was fierce and the fighting was exhausting. The artillery smoke choked the soldiers. Their cries for water were pitiful. Molly heard and scooped up an old pitcher. She ran to a nearby spring and filled it. The water was gulped by parched throats. Cannonballs were tearing the ground. Musket balls were whizzing and thudding. Molly thought only of the hoarse cries, "Molly, the pitcher, please!" She kept running back with more water. Molly glanced over and saw her husband fall. She saw no blood. She knew. Exhaustion and heat stroke were taking their toll, but he was breathing. She snatched the ramrod. She took his place. She cleared the barrel and shot the volley after volley. The battle lulled. Mary went back to carrying water in her pitcher. John Hayes now stood and leaned on Molly. Even he called her the name the soldiers had used. To him, she would always be my Molly Pitcher.